Hey, Jared, what distinguishes LeSean McCoy from some other running backs you might see on a week-to-week basis?
Oh, his change of direction is probably second to none. I watched a few clips of him today, and, I mean, his ability to turn a nothing play into something, it's really special. I think the kind of year he's having is, is one of those years that you probably wish it will never end. I'd have to say, his vision, obviously, I mean, that's what gets allows him to do with it, the athletic ability to change direction and then, outrun your leverage. So, he's having a heck of a year.
What do you remember about that last game that you played against the Eagles, that Tuesday snow-delayed game?
I remember we had to delay the game for like 4 days, and all of a sudden now you guys can play in a blizzard, huh? it must be the difference between Andy and Jim down there, or Chip. Was it Chip Kelly? It's a totally different team, obviously. You know, the schemes are different players. Obviously, we good game for us. We were able to come out on top of that one. Tuesday night, it was unique. So I don't know that we can draw a whole lot of comparisons for this week. You guys are hot right now. On a win streak, you guys are playing good ball. And, we have a tough challenge ahead of us. So I'm glad we got you guys at home.
Jared, what's the thing that's impressed you most about Nick Foles from what you've seen of him on film?
I mean, I think you have to say just his lack of turnovers. The guy's throwing touchdowns at an incredible rate and not throwing interceptions. So, or I should say his touchdown to turnover ratio at an incredible rate right now. So that first and foremost, then obviously his ability to manage that offense and do what needs to be done. Obviously, when you got a running game the way they're running the ball right now, probably takes a lot of pressure off the quarterback. But doing a great job of taking advantage of an opportunity given. I think that's what our league is built off of: guys getting an opportunity and taking advantage of them and creating a name for themselves. And he's done a remarkable job doing that. And at the quarterback position, when you're not turning the ball over, I mean, that's phenomenal.
So what's happened up there, going from a playoff team to where you guys are now?
Oh, crap, losing games in the last play of the game. Really, I mean, I think if we could have just the games we've lost on the last play, I believe we're sitting there fighting for the division lead, if not in first. A lot of what ifs, but it comes down to being consistent, football. And we haven't played consistently enough this year as far as just overall team-wise. And on the defensive standpoint, we need to we need to be better in our two-minute situations, and in situational football, we need to do better at. We have times where we play really well. We have times where we don't, and unfortunately, we haven't put four quarters together enough this year to earn a winning record.
Hey, Jared, Sharif Lloyd's a Philly guy. How has he come along so far this season?
He's come along. I mean, obviously raw talent. I mean, I think his upside is phenomenal. Just his athleticism and stuff like that, it's just like any young player. Once you get techniques down and you really hone in on techniques, you'll grow exponentially. So, come along. Good kid.